Welcome to 6 Minute Stories, where you hear the writing of new voices and experienced writers whose submissions appear in the anthologies of the Personal Story Publishing Project. Now in Season 11, you will hear stories from our 12th collection, Foiled. Find links to 6 Minute Stories and to the Personal Story Publishing Project at randalljones.com. Everybody loves a good story. We hope you enjoy this one. Operation New TV by Lisa Williams Clyde. The time I had dreaded had come. The strange black dot on our TV screen, which made it look like golfers had an alternate hole to aim for, or that people in close-up had a large mole, had grown. Furthermore, a brand new dot floated nearby. Deciding what kind of TV to get, where to get it, setting it up, and determining which streaming service felt overwhelming. Hours of effort. Better to ignore it. "We hardly watch TV anymore anyway," Jeff said one Monday evening while we watched the two dots hover like flies over Rachel Maddow's shoulder. We'd listened for years to friends and family talk about Game of Thrones, Shrinking, The Perfect Couple, Succession, Yellowstone, The Diplomat, and Bridgerton, without having any idea what they were talking about. My veterinarian husband and I were completely up to date on all creatures great and small, but no one seemed interested in discussing any shocking plot twists on that. "You're still on cable?" one of my friends said in surprise when I mentioned ditching the dish. It felt similar to when I was a child and thought no one liked me because they didn't come over, but then realized that much was explained by the fact that we were the only family in the neighborhood who still had a black and white TV. Becoming like our parents is a real thing, I guess. On Black Friday, after hours of research, we found one marked down by $300. Delivery and installation, coincidentally, was $299. "Let's do it ourselves," Jeff said. "Yeah, okay," I said, breaking into a sweat. First, I measured the back of our car to make sure the TV would fit. Check. At the box store, the staff loaded the TV, and once home, we were relieved how light it was and how easy to carry from the garage into our living room. Text update to our kids. "Operation New TV, Phase 1, successfully inside." They responded with many laughing emojis. The directions for hooking it up, surprisingly, only showed 3 connections. Plus, our OCD tendencies were mollified by getting rid of all those cable cords. Text update to the kids. "Operation New TV, Phase 2, successfully hooked up." They responded with surprised emojis. Now, could we figure out how to watch a program? Which streaming service carried the few TV programs that we watched? Needed a spreadsheet. After extensive research, using our new remote, we signed in and tested it to see if we could actually watch the promised programs. Dare I observe that watching a live program, as easy as punching a button in the 70s, has become much more difficult. This existential difference between cable and streaming was hard for us to grasp. "We both have postgraduate degrees," Jeff yelled as our daughter Caitlin coached us on using the remote. "How can it be so hard to tape a TV show?" "Dad, you don't need to tape programs. You watch the shows whenever you want." "They don't play golf whenever I decide to watch," Jeff argued. "They have tea times." It seemed that we could watch plenty of recorded golf after it had been played. "But isn't the point to watch it while it's being played?" Jeff insisted. "Live sports now appear to be special events that you have to pay for." "I can't figure this out." Jeff tossed the remote to me after messing with it for an hour. "You try." I punched button after button, painstakingly input the titles of programs using the archaic alphabetical system, and ended up in some endless, inescapable loop. "We saw this before. This is not it." "Fine, you try it." I lobbed the remote back. Trying to navigate this stuff gives me such a headache. I gave up and read a book. hours later, we figured out how to watch live news, golf tournaments, and Netflix. All was well until friends staying overnight on their way to Florida wanted to watch New Year's Rockin' Eve. After I spent an hour typing in without success, our friend grabbed the remote and shouted into it, "New Year's Rockin' Eve!" "You can talk to it," I said. Then we tossed the remote from one to another and each tried until we were ready to scream. But no amount of typing, talking, or shouting turned up New Year's Rockin' Eve until I Googled it and found out it was a special event to be paid for separately. Mission impossible. We wished each other Happy New Year and retired to our respective bedrooms at 10:15. While 2024 is in the record books, Operation New TV is ongoing. We still haven't found all creatures great and small, and we wonder, was that strange black dot really that bad? Copyright 2025, Lisa Williams Klein. Lisa Williams Klein is the author of two award-winning novels for adults, Between the Sky and the Sea and Ladies' Day, as well as an essay collection titled The Ruby Mirror, and a short story collection titled Take Me. She lives in Davidson, North Carolina with her veterinarian husband, a cat who can open doors, and a sweet chihuahua who has played Bruiser Woods in Legally Blonde, the musical. Thank you for listening to another 6-Minute Story. You can read them all in the 12 anthologies of the Personal Story Publishing Project. Find the link to our online store at randalljones.com. That's randelljones.com. There you can learn about submitting your own story for consideration for our next Personal Story Publishing Project. And remember, everybody loves a good story.